Blog Talk Radio.
Messiah is going to tell them, get away from me.
you worker of iniquity, I knew you not. So we're dealing with, still dealing with these two groups of peoples, these two groups of believers that the Most High says that are in the body of Messiah, that they're in his body. But in the end, he's going to tell the one group, I don't know you. I never knew you. And the other group that are believers, he says he's going to tell them to enter in because they came in by the straight gate. So I'm going to continue in this series, and we're looking at, we'll be focusing, our reference scripture for today will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not underlined that agape, In your Bible, that may say charity, okay? I am become as sounding brass or as a tinkling cymbal. That's going to be the focus of today's message on today because as we have been in this series, we found out that agape love is the love of keeping the commandments of the Most High. That's his love. That's his heart. That's what he reveals to us. That's what he puts in us in the new covenant. And if we are in the new covenant, then, and we are members of Messiah, if we have his love, if Christ be in you, then Messiah didn't sin. And he followed the commandments of the Most High, and that's where we are supposed to be doing, following the commandments of the Most High. That's why he said, thereby do we know that we love our brothers and our sisters, if we keep the commandments. So we're going to be looking at this in more depth on this, you know, this evening. I still have, I don't know how many more lessons in this series because there's so many people that believe that they have the love of Elohim. They believe that they are saved. And Messiah is going to say to them, I don't know you. I never knew you. You did all these works in my name. You cast out demons. You healed the sick. You did these things, but I never knew you. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, how is that possible? How is that possible? And the truth of the matter is that they did those things, but they still didn't obey him. They didn't keep his commandments. They didn't keep his judgment. And if you don't obey the voice, I don't know you. You are disobedient. You did the things that require salvation, but yet still, you're not getting in. I never knew you. And that's a rough saying. That's going to be a rough day for 99% of the church. Those that are tongue-talking, spirit-filled, those that are healing people, all kind of things, and the scripture says Messiah is going to say to them, I never knew you. And so this, you know, the more I have delved into this precept, the more that I come to realize that if you are disobedient to the Most High, if you are disobedient to his word, to his commandments, if you don't walk in them, you don't belong to him. You don't belong to him, okay? And so there are many people who believe that they are saved, who believe they're going to get it, enter into the kingdom, and they are not. And so we want to make sure that we line up with the word of the Most High, that we line up with it, period. So let us go ahead, and I want to greet everybody in Pal Talk, in Blog Talk, on the internet in general. No matter where you may be in the world, in North America or South America, on the African continent, in the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, the communist bloc countries, wherever you're listening to this broadcast at, we greet you in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and we pray that it be a blessing to you. Because this is, you know, this is a sledgehammer. This is a sledgehammer of a lesson, and this is part 12 of it. And I still have so much that the Most High is showing me in this. that he's saying the same thing over and over and over again. And by the time that we finish this, there should be no doubt in anyone's mind which direction we're going. Because you are either obeying him or you are not. We don't get a say in this matter. We don't get to input our opinion or our thoughts or what we think we believe. So let's start this thing off, the two-hour statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men, wait a minute, did I tell all the women to cover their heads? Men, uncover your heads? Okay. All women, cover your heads. All men, uncover your heads. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep the commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up. We magnify your name and we extol thee, O Yah Elohim. We extol thee and we bow the knee to you, O Father, and we lay down before you in complete submission, Father, hearing your voice and obeying all that you tell us to do, Father, because we love you. And you say, by this show, we know that we love you if we keep your commandments. So we just glorify you on today, Father, and we come to honor you in this your day that you have ordained that your people should honor you. So hallelujah to you, O Yah Elohim, and all glory and praise and honor belongs to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and they have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and you have walked contrary to us. And Father, we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that is asleep, that you might unction them to come and keep your statutes, laws, and commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you call in Messiah, that they would hear your voice and that they would come and obey and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. And let us go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. Chapter 8. And I will personalize this starting in verse 46. 1 Kings chapter 8 starting in verse 46. If we sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whither we were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee, in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all our heart and all our soul in the land of our enemies, which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, which thou gavest unto our fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which Solomon has built for thy name. Then hear thou our prayer, and our supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee in all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed against thee. And give us compassion before them who carried us captive, they may have compassion on us. For we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee. For thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The book of Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26-28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26-28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but to turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other Elohim which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land, which I, Elohim of thy fathers, give thee to possess it, all the days that you live upon the earth. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. We're going to go 1 through 8 today. Actually, we're going to do 1 through 11. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 11 today. I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah thy Elohim in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days Yah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rest seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17. The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. John, chapter 14, and verse 15. The book of John, chapter 14, and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. The sounding of the shofar.
Make way to the over and over. I've been changed. I'll be the first to say I was one of them, that we only live by grace and just by faith. I was taught to listen to what my pastor say, only you should trust in him, he'll never lead you astray. Now that I know better, they don't even live according to the letter. They throw away the Holy Scriptures, telling me that it's all done with. Something that is so simple, something simple like the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is written that his word don't change. Why do you lie and defy the Holy Scripture just to satisfy your desire? And now that I know better, he don't even live according to the letter. They throw away the Holy Scripture, telling me that it's all done with. I've been changed. Ain't no going back to what I used to do, no, I've no been more changed. I'm a new man, I've been changed. Whatever y'all say, I will obey. I no longer listen to men, I test everything they say.
Doesn't just come, by prayer. But the Most High has to choose you to give you the understanding. It has to be given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, and he's talking about whoever has understanding, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not understanding, from him shall be taken away even that he has. So when we don't have a full understanding or get the understanding from the Most High starts to even take away what we think we know. Because usually this is coming out of disobedience, coming from our own mind. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. For in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. So Messiah is saying, hey, he's talking about the masses. It is not given to the masses to understand the gospel or the scriptures. It has to be given to us, the understanding, by the Most High. Okay? And so he speaks to the masses in parables so that they hear something, but they don't really understand what they're hearing. Even when it's explained to them, they don't understand it. Why? Because the understanding is not given to them. Okay? A lot of people want to claim understanding, that they understand the scriptures and things like that. But the Most High says, if I don't give the understanding, you don't have understanding. Go to Matthew chapter 6. Let's look at this. First, we understand that the Most High has to give understanding in the scripture. Okay. Now, he tells us, Messiah is telling us what we must do in order to enter into the kingdom. Okay. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness. What he says is right. What he says is lawful. And all these things shall be added unto you. So seek the kingdom first. And Elohim and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added. Go to Matthew chapter 13. Let's get verse starting in verse 44. Because Messiah is going to break this thing down to us. This is what he requires. And if you're not willing to do this or give this to him, then you won't achieve what it is that he, where he wants you to go. Just that simple. Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides. And for joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So the kingdom of heaven has to be the most valuable thing and you getting it in your life. Can't nothing in your life be more valuable than that. Can't be more precious than that. Because you would sell your all. You would give your all to get this kingdom, to get into his kingdom. So he says, you got to first seek the kingdom. And Elohim and his righteousness. Righteousness stands for lawfulness, his laws. Then he says, you got to treasure the kingdom, and it's got to be the most valuable thing in your life, getting into his kingdom, okay? Again, verse 45, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all. It's about giving your all that he had and bought it. So if you're not willing to give your all to it, then he says, you can't be my disciple. Now, this is not Brother Miles saying this. We're going to read this. Go to Psalms chapter 119. Psalms Psalms 119 and 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. You got to seek the Most High with your whole heart. He don't want a piece of us. He wants 100% of us. We got to be 100% committed to him, committed to his word, committed to his commandments. And he says, obey my voice, and everything that he speaks is his voice. So whatever he says, that's what he wants. And we got to do it with our whole heart. Psalms 119, verse 34. Psalms 119, verse 34. Give me understanding. When we have understanding, and I shall keep thy law. And this is what the people Messiah was talking about. They didn't understand that they have to keep his law, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances. It's what it's all about. The whole thing is what the whole thing is about. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Got to do it. Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 7. And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am Yah, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Anything less than that, the Most I don't want them. If we're not giving him our all, our whole heart, he don't want us. He will not accept us. Okay? Go to the book of Luke, and let's see what Messiah says, that in order to be his disciple, in order to be saved by him, what we have to do. Okay? Luke chapter 24, and verse starting in verse 26. If any man come unto me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. If you love anybody more than you love Messiah, more than you love the Most High, you can't be my disciple. You can't follow me. I don't care if it's your husband, whether it's your wife, your children, your uncle, your aunt. I don't care who it is. Even your own life, you cannot be my disciple. Those are not Brother Miles' words. Those are Messiah's words. You cannot be my disciple if you love anybody more than you love me. And if the kingdom is not the most precious thing to you, you can't be my disciple. If you're not willing to give your all, you can't be my disciple. Verse 27, and whosoever does not bear his cross, whosoever does not do whatever it takes to come after me, cannot be my disciple. So he's not saying if you halfway do it, you know, you are kind of a good disciple. If you are you know, 90%, you're kind of a good disciple. No, the Most High, everywhere he talks, he says, I want all of you. I want your whole heart. I want you to do it with all your might. Be dedicated to me. For which of you, now this is the crux right here, okay, because this is what the churches don't teach people. They never talk about this. All the years I was in the church, they never talked about this stuff. They use these scriptures, but they never really break them down, okay? For which of you intending to build a tower sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? In other words, you gotta count the cost if you're going to be able to serve Messiah with your whole heart. If you're going to love him even more than you love yourself, you got to count the cost. Am I able to do this? Am I willing to do it? At least happily, after he has laid the foundation, a lot of people start, and they lay the foundation, but they didn't consider the cost thing. This got to be the most important thing in my life, even over my children, over my husband, over my wife, over my father, over my mother. It's got to be the most important thing to me. And if not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying this man began to build but was not able to finish, wasn't able to get the job done because never sat down and counted the cost. And the Most High said it's going to take your whole heart. It's not the kingdom. In order to be successful here, you got to value the kingdom more than you value anything else. Messiah says if we love anybody more than him, we cannot follow him. We can't be his disciple. If we don't pick up our cross and bear it and do what it takes to enter into the kingdom, we cannot be his disciple. Salvation, because we see in the scriptures too many people that are coming into this walk with a false doctrine and believing that they're going to be saved, believing that they're going to make it into the kingdom, believing they're going to not make it, they're not going to enter into the lake. But Messiah says otherwise. And we have to believe him. He says otherwise. Let's go to verse 31. Or what king going to make war against another king sits not down first and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh with 20,000? Can I beat him? Can I win this war? I need to count the cost. Or maybe I need to just surrender. Or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador, and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsakes not all, underline that, all he has, he cannot be my disciple. He wasn't just talking to those men back then. This is a message to us throughout the ages. You want to follow after me because you're supposed to become like me? Yeah, I'm a son of Elohim. You're going to be a son of Elohim or a child of Elohim. This is the heart that is in me to do the will of the Father, to do it with my whole heart, to do it with all that's in me. The kingdom of heaven is more precious to me than this earth. It's more precious to me than my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters. So we got to have that same heart, that same mindset, okay? And if we're not willing to forsake all we have for the kingdom, if we think that you know, we have a house or we have, you know, whatever, material things in this world, then he says, if you're not willing to forsake it all, you can't be not my disciple. Can't be a follower of mine, and I'm not your savior. But see, the churches won't teach this to people. Prayer, and you're all right. Try to do the best you can, and you're all right. No, that's not what Messiah says. That's not what this book is saying. Okay? So those are our tenets, our foundations of discipleship. Seek Yah, seek the kingdom, and Yah and his righteousness first. The kingdom must be the most valuable thing in your life. You must seek the kingdom with your whole heart. You cannot love anyone, even yourself, more than you love Messiah. You must consider the cost. Are you able to pay the cost? Are you willing to pay the cost? You must be willing to give up everything to follow Messiah. That was his requirement. Because if you're not willing to do those things, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot be a follower of mine. You can't say that you belong to me. Because many are going to say they belong to him. But they didn't come this way. And this herein is the problem. They didn't come this way. All right. Now let's get into the ninth precept. The ninth lesson. And we're going to go to, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Of our precept on tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting in verse 1. Let me do a little quick review. We've already seen that the love of Elohim and how he presents his heart to us is through his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, his ordinances. Those reveal his heart, his thoughts. And he says, Well, before we go here, let's go to Jeremiah chapter, is it 31? Go to Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe. Let's see. Might be 32. Okay. Yeah, Jeremiah 31, starting in verse 31. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, starting in verse 31. So make sure that we have an understanding here. Behold, the day comes, saith Yah, that I will make a new covenant. This is the new covenant that Christianity is talking about. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my law in their inward part. This is that covenant, and this is what it takes to be saved. You got to believe the gospel. You got to be baptized in Messiah's name. You got to receive the Ruach HaKodesh. But if you truly receive the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, then the Most High is supposed to put his laws in your inward part, in your heart. And will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Because the Most High don't want a disobedient people. Got a people that's hard-headed and don't obey his voice. He don't want them. So he says, I'm going to write my laws in your inward parts. I'm not getting rid of my laws. I'm going to write them in your inward parts, in your heart, that you might do them. Okay? And not just say we follow him, but actually do what he says to do. This is the new covenant. This is the covenant that Messiah came to initiate in his blood. I'm going to die for your sins, and you are supposed to come up under his blood, and your sins, past, are forgiven. Your past sins are forgiven, not your future sins. Your past sins are forgiven. And then the only sins that he will forgive after that are ignorant sins. If you do something that you know is wrong after that, he don't forgive that. Because there's no blood for that. So we have to have this understanding. That's why it's important to understand his laws. I'm going to write them in your inward part. I'm going to write them in your heart that you might do them. Okay? So this is where he's coming from. So when we go to 1 Corinthians, seeing that. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. Charity. So we look at this word in the English and we might find love and mercy. But this, when you look at this in the Greek, in the language that it's written in, and if you have your Bible program open, if you look up that word charity, it is agape. The love of God, the love of Elohim. If you don't have that, it's not talking about human type of love. It's talking about having the love of Elohim. And his love, he reveals to us in his commandments, in his laws, in his statutes, in his judgments, in his ordinances. This is my love. This is my heart. I'm giving it to you that you might do them and live. So the word there in the Greek is agape. But when we actually study that word agape out, the love of Elohim, he says, by this I know that you love me, that you keep my commandments, my laws. I love them that love me. I love them that keep my commandments. I don't love everybody else. I love those that obey my voice. I don't love you just because you were born a human being. I don't love every man, woman, and child. It's my desire that every man, woman, and child will come into repentance and might be saved. But we know not everybody's going to be saved, even those that believe that they are saved. That's what this whole precept has been about. People believing that they are saved do that. He says something different. And so here we have Paul saying, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not the love of Elohim, the love of keeping his commandments, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Because when we don't understand that we are supposed to obey him, obey his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances, then we are confused. We think we have understanding, but we don't. When we read in the Proverbs, give me understanding and I shall keep thy laws. Anybody that has understanding knows that. Okay, and so he says, Paul is saying, hey, if I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and I have not the love of Elohim, if I don't know to keep his commandments that he's given us to keep, that we don't sin, I am become as a sounding brass, as a tinkling cymbal. And though I have not the gift of, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not agape love, the love of Elohim, knowing that I need to keep the commandments, that they're supposed to be written in my heart, that I might do them, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not agape love, the love of the Most High's law, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, it profits me nothing. Now, all these things he's talking about are only believers are going to do this. Only believers are going to do this. Commandment, it profits you nothing. It don't profit you anything. It's not doing you any good. The love of Elohim, Elohim type of love, suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth, agape envieth not. Agape vaunts not itself. Doesn't puff itself up. It's not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemingly. Seeks not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. This is not the natural love of a man. Of mankind. This is the love that the Most High has to give us so that we can walk in his ways, so that we can receive life. So when you got people teaching that, hey, you ain't up under the law and you ain't got to keep the law, it don't apply to you. You are saved by faith. You are saved through grace. When they're teaching that, they have no understanding of what the scriptures are actually saying concerning that, thinking that, you know what? I ain't got to keep the Most High's law. I just got to be a good person. I just got to, you know, have self-righteousness. Believing that I'm lawful because, you know, I'm doing what I want to do. But not the righteousness of Elohim. then they believe that they are okay. When they don't believe that they got to keep his law, when they don't believe that everything, he says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim. You got to believe that. Got to walk in that. Got to walk in that. That all scripture is given by him. And believe it and walk in it with your whole heart. So he says, many are called. Many are called. He's calling a lot of people. But he ain't choosing everybody. Nope, that one. Nope. I'm calling a lot of people, but I ain't choosing everybody. Because everybody's not going to obey me. Everybody's not going to keep my law, like I said to do. They don't have the understanding to do it. They have taken on a false theology. They have created a God in their own mind that even speaks to them. Because anytime something in your head tells you something contrary to scripture, then there's a problem. There's a problem there. Okay? So if the Bible is the inspired word of the Most High, and all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, it's given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then the Spirit should not tell you something contrary to what he had written. Now, what he had written, you might need to dig into that further. As we have dug into a lot of scriptures, only find out that the English translation, not the original Greek or the original Hebrew, but the English translation might have some problems. Because they might choose to use a word that may have many different meanings in the English, but in the Hebrew, that word only has one meaning, or it may be a concept. Okay, and the Most High has to give us the understanding in that thing. Okay? So let's move on. So Paul is saying, hey, though I do all these holy things, if I don't have the love of Elohim, which he says, he loves those that love him and those that keep his commandments, those that obey him, those that don't have that understanding, then he says, if I don't have that, I'm nothing. I can do all these things. So it goes to show you that believers can cast out unclean spirits. Believers can cast out or heal somebody who's sick. Believers can talk in tongues of men and of angels. You don't have charity, and it's not the love, it's not a man type of charity, a man type of love or mercy. It is the understanding. If you don't have the heart of Elohim, agape love is his heart. The love of Elohim is that we obey him, that we keep his commandments. That's why Messiah said it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And if you understand that Messiah is the Most High in flesh, he's telling you the same thing from what he said in the Old Testament. If you love me, keep my commandments. I love them that love me. And when we go from Exodus, he says, those that keep his commandments love him. Those that don't keep the commandments are his enemies. People don't understand that. So the whole time, this whole situation that we find around salvation, it's around obedience. Obedience to his word. Obedience to his commandments. Obedience to his statutes. Obedience to his laws. Obey my voice. Somehow, when we get into the church age, people don't believe that they got to obey his voice. And sometimes they believe that, you know, his voice is going to come from within their head, and he's going to contradict what he's had written. He's not going to do that. And he can reveal stuff that's not written, but he's not going to contradict what's written. It's just that we got to understand what he's saying when he speaks to us. Because he's not going to contradict his own word. So let's continue in this. So understand, as we learned from previous lessons, Messiah said, hey, many of you are going to come to me saying, Lord, Lord, or Master, Master, did we not do all these things in your name? Did we not heal the sick? Did we not cast out demons? Did we not do wondrous works in your name? And he says to those people that say that to him, think about it. You got to have the Ruach HaKodesh to cast out a spirit. But see, these are powers. Okay? And the Most High said, I'm going to give you my spirit if you do this. If I choose, I'm going to give you my spirit. But you still got the choice to obey or not obey. Because I'm going to write my laws in your heart. You still got to submit yourself to obey those laws. You got to submit yourself to obey them. And so we got to understand that this is what Paul is talking about. I can do all these things that people who have received the Ruach HaKodesh can do. I can speak in tongues of men and of angels. I can, what does he say? I can bestow all my goods on the poor. And I can give my body to be burned. I can suffer all these things and do all these things. But if I don't have the love of Elohim, I'm doing it for nothing. If I don't have agape love, if I don't have the heart of the Most High, because I'm doing these works, but it don't profit me nothing because I'm in disobedience. Now, that's rough. That is rough. You know, when Messiah said, hey, yeah, you did, he didn't say they didn't do all those things. Not once did he say anything that they said was a lie. But I ain't know you. You using my name, but I don't know you. Yep, you was casting out devils in my name. You was healing people in my name. You were doing wondrous works in my name. But I don't know you. I never knew you. That is rough. Because so many people believe that if they can talk in tongues, if they can heal people, if they can cast out demons, that they are saved. The Messiah says, did you obey my voice? Did you keep my laws, my commandments, my ordinances, my judgments? But see, that's when I saw that in Ezekiel chapter 36, 18 or 36, I have to go back and look. But when I saw that having his spirit, he says, when you get my spirit, it's going to cause you to execute my judgments. Then you can look and see how many people are truly filled by his spirit, or who actually really he has chosen, and they have brought themselves into obedience. That's the key there. That's the straight and narrow road to bring your obedience to him and to do his word, to obey his voice, to keep his judgment. Paul is just saying, hey, if you can do all these things and you don't obey, if you don't keep his commandments, You're nothing. It don't profit you anything. So these two line up. Messiah's words and Paul's words line up. When we understand that agape is having the laws of the Most High, his ordinances, statutes, what he presented to man and say, do this. Do this and I will love you. Do this and you will have my love. Obey my commandments, my statutes, my judgments, and I will love you, and you will be my people. Now, Paul says, if you do all these other things, and you don't have agape, the love of the Most High, which is keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments, it's not going to profit you anything. You got power to cast out demons, to speak in tongues. But if you're disobedient to the voice of the Most High, this ain't going to profit you nothing. You're going to do these works, and it ain't going to profit you nothing. I hope we can hear this and understand. Got to have his spirit. Got to be born of the water and of the spirit. But he did those things to redeem us from sin, that we might not sin again, that we might be obedient. And people receive the Ruach HaKodesh and then still don't become obedient. Even though the Most High is tugging at their heart, they choose to believe a false doctrine that leads them into a false salvation. Words, you know, they just ring over and over and over in my head. Keep ringing over and over and over again. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity, you worker of unlawfulness. I came and died for you that you would keep the law, that you would not sin, and you still sinning. I don't know you. I never knew you. Even though you got the Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know you. Even though you cast out demons in my name, I don't know you. That is rough. And Paul is saying the same thing here in 1 Corinthians. Oh, you can speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but you don't obey the laws of the Most High, it profits you nothing. You give your body to be burned. You give all you have to the poor. And you don't obey the laws of the Most High. It profits you nothing. Craziness. It's craziness. So, you know, I always wondered about that. Messiah came and died for our sins. And then people feel like they just have a license to sin and say, I'm sorry. And the Most High says, don't work that way. I mean, he's been leading me through this thing, all through this thing. Hey, show them that they need to give up sin, period. Need to give it up. Need to not walk in it. Anything they know is wrong, they better not do, because I ain't going to forgive that. Never have. I did that once in Messiah. When you came to Messiah and confessed your sins, the sins that things you knew were wrong, I forgave you then of those things that you knew were wrong. I didn't count your ignorant sin against you because you didn't know it was wrong. But the day I sent somebody to teach you that what you were doing ignorantly is sin, you were supposed to confess. And I am true and just to forgive you. Because you were doing it in ignorance, in error. That's the way he has always done things. But the church is teaching people, hey, you can just sin. If you sin and just confess it, he'll forgive it. It's not what he said. And so Paul is saying, hey, you can have all these gifts and you can do all these things. And if you don't obey the commandments of the Most High, if you don't have that love in you for his commandments, to do them, it don't profit you nothing. You're just doing stuff. But it ain't gonna help you in the end. You're going to be one of them ones that says, get away from me. I never knew you. Tugging at your heart, telling you to do this and do that, and you were playing with it. I'm working on it. Most, I don't ever say work on it. He never says that. Just do it. Just flat out just do it. Stop playing around. Put your whole heart into it and do it. He'll never say try. Ever. So we got to understand that that is the way he operates. And he just don't play. People think he plays, but he don't play. He don't play. So people confuse. See, this is what people don't understand. You might be saved by Satan. What does that mean? What are you talking about, Brother Miles? What are you talking about? Satan has the power to give you powers to work miracles. Satan has the power to give you riches. Satan has the power to make you talk in tongues. See, Satan appears in the church as a what? Angel of light. And if your doctrine says that you don't have to obey the Most High, that you don't have to keep the commandments, you can walk in your own understanding, and you okay, your Savior is not the Most High. Your Savior is not Messiah. And you're doing these works because Satan is an imitator. And it's how he deceives people. And Messiah's going to say, I never knew you. Because the Spirit, the true Spirit, the true Holy Spirit of the Most High, I'm going to write my laws in your heart. If his laws don't get written in your heart, that you might do them, you need to question your salvation. You really do. Looking at this word, you need to question your salvation. Are you truly saved? Or are you operating under a false salvation? Because see, as I said, Israel will say, we keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. They don't say they keep his judgments. And that was big when I saw that. But the Most High didn't send me to Ezekiel to see that before. He sent me back into his other verses where he says, I want to give you my judgment that you might do them. And when we do his judgment, it sets things right. In his eyes, not what's according to us, according to the Most High, it sets things right. Doing his judgment. But if you don't do his judgment and you resolve the matter some other kind of way, you have declared your righteousness over his. And this is what he said our forefathers were guilty of. They didn't perform his judgments that they could make things right. Oh no, Most High. You know, my child just hit me. You said a child that hits his parents supposed to die? You know, I can't kill my child. My child just cursed me. You said that child is supposed to die? Oh no, Most High, I can't do that. Thinking about it. It's a rough thing. It's a hard thing because his judgment is this is what's supposed to happen. And we want to say, no, we got a better way. This is what he's talking about, okay? So let's continue. Now, the Most High says, I'm going to fill you with my spirit, with my essence. is going to make you my child. I'm going to give you power. Okay, and when you are truly blessed by him and he is the source, that's one thing. But if you don't keep his laws, his statutes and commandments, if you can operate in sin and you can't respect what he says, his holy days and things like that, then you really need to question your salvation. Because Messiah's going to look at you and say, hey, I never knew you. You said I knew you, but I never knew you. You claim that. I never said you were mine. Get away from me. I never knew you. That is rough. That should be that should bust somebody's head wide open. Because that's rough for him to say that. We did all these in your name. He never said they didn't do it in his name. He never said they didn't cast out demons in his name. He never said that they didn't cure people in his name. He never said those things. He simply said, I never knew you. Get away from me, you worker of lawlessness. You didn't obey my voice. You didn't keep my commandments. I never knew you. And these are believers. These aren't unbelievers. So we see two groups. We see that group that they say they believe in Messiah. They are filled with the Spirit or a spirit. They appear to be working miracles. They appear to be doing wondrous work. So what's wrong when he says, get away from me? You worker of iniquity. I never knew you. What are you talking about? I ain't saved. You don't know me? I never knew you. That is rough. And so many people are going to fall into that. That's why it says that wide gate on the short path to the lake. And if he lets us live long enough, maybe we will find the straight gate and the narrow gate and enter into it. Most people don't find it. Because few there be that find it. Come to the understanding that, you know what? I got to truly become obedient to all of his word. I got to stop listening to these strange doctrines. I got to get out of my own head, out of my own mind, and my own understanding. I got to do what he says to do with my whole heart and not be deterred from that. I got to get on the straight and narrow that leads to life. If I'm with the masses, I know I'm probably wrong there, because he says, hey, many it be that find the wrong road. If I'm with somebody that's close, but they still ain't found it, they're still with the masses. They just don't think the same thing as the masses speak, but they're not in truth. Because he says, you got to worship him spirit and in truth. So you have to seek out the truth. And when the truth contradicts what we believe, when the truth seems to say something and, you know, that ain't where my understanding is at, go with the truth. Change your understanding. Walk in his ways. Let's continue in this. Go to Zechariah. Chapter 4. The book of Zechariah, chapter 4. And we're going to get verses 5 and 6. Zechariah, chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. I keep going to Zephaniah. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord, my master. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yah unto Zerubbabel, saying, no, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yah of hosts. By his spirit. He says, if I give you my spirit, it's going to cause you to obey my commandments. It's going to remind you that you need to learn my commandments and obey them. It's going to make you do my judgment. And it comes back to really his judgments, his laws, his commandments. I'm going to make you do them. When I give you my spirit. And if so, if you say you have his spirit and you don't keep his commandments, you don't keep his judgment, then there is a problem. There is a problem. Let's get this from Ezekiel again. Maybe I'm spelling judgment wrong. So let's look at this in Ezekiel. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of scripture hopping here. Okay. But I want you to see what the Most High says in Ezekiel about his judgment. Okay? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 5 and start in verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 5, starting in verse 1. We're going to read down through verse 6. And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife, and take thee a barber's razor, and cause it to pass upon thine head, upon thy beard. Then take thee balances to weight, and divide the hair. Thou shalt burn with the fire a third part in the midst of the city when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And thou shalt take a third part and smite about it with a knife. And a third part thereof, or thou shalt scatter in the wind. And I will draw out a sword after them. So the Most High told Ezekiel, hey, cut off the hair on your head, cut off your beard, divide it into three, and then burn a third of it. Burn a third of it with fire, and then a third part, cut it up with a knife, and a third part, throw it into the wind. And I'm going to bring a sword against them. Thou shalt also take thereof a few in number and bind them to thy skirt. Then take them again and cast them into the midst of the fire and burn them in the fire, for thereof shall a fire come forth into the house of Israel. Thus saith Yah Elohim, verse 5, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she has changed my judgment into what? Wickedness. Jerusalem, the men in Jerusalem, changed my judgment into wickedness, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her, for they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them. But he says, I'm going to give you my heart that you will walk in my judgment. That's why I say, when you hear Israel say they have kept his statutes, laws, and commandments, talk about his judgment, something's wrong. Okay? Let's go to... Well, let's just keep reading. Therefore, thus saith Yah Elohim, verse 7, because you multiply more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have you kept my judgment, neither have you done according to the judgment of the nations that are round about you. Israel has just become just, you know, they are bad. They're not keeping the judgments of the Most High. And he said, you're not even keeping the judgments of the nations around you. Therefore, thus saith Yah Elohim, behold, I, even I, am against thee, and will execute judgment in the midst of thee in the sight of the nation. I'm going to carry out my judgment. I'm going to set things right. See, that's what people don't realize, is judgments are what set things right. His judgments are what correct sin. So I'm going to carry out my judgment. Okay? Let's go to I think it's 18. Go to 18, Ezekiel chapter 18, let's start in verse 1. Ezekiel 18, let's start in verse 1. What time? It's 6:30? Yeah, we got time. That's why I don't want to take my time and walk through this thing, all aspects of it, because what we're being taught is not in accordance with the word of the Most High. And when we have two words to look at, such as agape and what agape actually means, and then we look at the scripture, the original scripture, and find out that, hey, they might have said some other word in the English. But the source, the root word is agape, like in this sense. Not charity, it's not love, it's not mercy, it's agape, but it means the love of Elohim or the love of keeping his commandments. But that's what he said, I give you. I'll give you my spirit and I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my commandments, my ordinances, my laws, my statutes, my judgments, that you might do them. So let's read in Ezekiel chapter 18, starting in verse 1. The word of Yah came unto me again, saying, what mean you? You use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, thou shalt eat the sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. What do you mean by that? Why are you using this proverb? Because remember, the Most High says that he curses the generations up to the fourth generation of those that hate him. So when the father sinned, said that those sins will go on the children. The Most High says, not anymore. Now, he does curse the nation. He says, you know, I've already spoken this concerning curses. And if you sin, then these curses are going to come upon you. And your children may be born in the curses. Even though they didn't do the sin, they're born in the curses. I live, saith Yah, Elohim, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Can't say that the father has eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. He's going to talk about that. What is he talking about? Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the father, so also the soul of the son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So regardless of what your parents did, he's saying, if you straighten up and do right, you won't die. I'm not going to charge you. The problem is we learn from our parents. Or we learn from someplace else. We learn from every place but the Most High. So you will think that our parents are wrong for doing something. We'll go find something different to do that seems right to us. But it's not what the Most High says. We establish our own rights, even over our parents. But it don't mean that it's righteous in the eyes of the Most High. Okay, so he says, I'm not going to charge the child with the father's sin anymore. You won't be able to use this proverb anymore. Okay? Verse 5, but if a man be just and do that which is lawful, underline that, which is lawful, because this is what it's all about, his law, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments. If a man do that which is lawful and right, lawful is what he gives a law on. If he says it's okay to do something, it is lawful. If he says it's not okay to do something, it's not lawful. And his laws trump man's laws always. Always. Okay, verse 5 again. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and has not eaten upon the mountain, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither has defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near to a mistress woman, and has not oppressed any, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, has covered the naked with a garment. He that has not given forth any usury, charged people for money, neither has taken any increase, that has withdrawn his hand from iniquity, withdrawn his hand from lawlessness, has executed true judgment between man and man, has walked in my statutes, and has kept my judgment, has kept them, did what I said to do. When this happens, this is what you do. To deal truly, he is just. If you do his judgments, you become just. Surely live, saith Yah Elohim. If you're just, if you are lawful, if you do that which is right, according to him, according to what's written, he says, then you shall surely live. If you beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, that does the like to any one of these things, that does not any of those duties, but even has eaten upon the mountain and defiled his neighbor's wife, he oppressed the poor and needy, has spoiled by violence, has not restored the pledge, has lifted up his eyes to idols, has committed abomination, has given forth upon usury, has taken increase, shall he then live? This is one that don't obey him in this case, not in anything. Just, you know, if you break one of these, he says you're a sinner. He shall not live. Shall he live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. So we got to understand that when somebody sins in the eyes of the Most High, says, hey, your blood is upon you because you're supposed to die. And you can't blame nobody for killing you because you didn't walk in my judgments. You didn't walk in my laws, my statutes, my commandments. You didn't obey me. Now, lo, if he begat a son, so this there was a righteous father who had a son that was unrighteous. Now, the son has a son. Okay. Now, lo, if he begat a son that seeth all his father's sins, which he has done, and considers and does not such like, don't do like his father, that has not eaten upon the mountains, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, has not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has oppressed any, has not withholden of his pledge, neither has spoiled by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, has covered the naked with a garment, that has taken off his hand from the poor, that has not received usury nor increase, has executed my judgment, has walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. So this is what he's talking about. What his father did, don't affect him. If he chooses to walk in righteousness, okay. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed and spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity, in his lawlessness. Yet you say, why? Now, this is Israel. Why? Does not the son bear the iniquity of the father? This is their question. Why? Don't his son carry his sin? When the Son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes, and has done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. That's why I say when it comes to generational curses, each one of us die. Because those curses are on the family because somebody in the family, the father or the mother, sinned. Did something that got the family cursed. But if the child comes and says, you know, I'm not doing this stuff, I'm going to do that what's right, they break that generation curse. Most God says, I'm not going to punish this child for the sins of their parents. So there really is, you know, generational curses only apply if you stay in the sin that your parents practice, or if you, you know, you walk in sin, some other type of sin. You don't walk in righteousness with the Most High. Let's keep going. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from his sin, that all he that he has committed, and keep all my statutes, underline all, and to do that which is lawful and right. Lawful means to obey the law, statute, and commandments, the judgments of the Most High. Lawful and right. He shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yah, Elohim, and not that he should return from his way and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and commit iniquity and commit sin and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? So you were righteous before. You do something that's wicked, that's iniquity. He says, shall you live? He says, all his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. All that good you did, all that right keeping, doing, being lawful, you committed a sin because it won't be remembered. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. Yet you say, the way of Yah is not equal. Yah, that ain't equal. I've been doing all this righteousness all this time, and I've messed up one time. And you say, I'll die in my sin if you don't repent and turn from it. So you say the ways of Yah is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in them for his iniquity that he has done, shall he die? Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive because he considered and turned away from all his transgressions that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of Yah is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? And are not your ways unequal? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says Yah Elohim. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so your iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith Yah Elohim. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. So the Most High wants us to keep his laws, his judgment. He is the standard, not man, not us. Messiah says, if we don't come to this understanding and do it, then we don't make it into the kingdom. We can say we know him. We don't make it in. He says, disobedience is as the sin of witchcraft. And I suffer not a witch to be among you. I'm supposed to put a witch to death. Obedient. To me, you just like that witch. And you ought to be put to death. And if you die in your sin, that's what you're going to be judged based upon that. If you don't repent and turn away from it. So we can't do what we want to do. We can't come up with our own interpretations and our own understanding. We can't say something is wicked when the Most High doesn't say it's wicked. If he allows it, then we can't say that it's wickedness, it's sin. When he allows it, don't matter what the world says about it. Because the world is actually operating off of a corrupt system. So Most High says, do things the way that I said to do them, and you shall live. Okay, let's continue. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And let's get verse 9. The book of Romans chapter 8, and let's get verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Now there's an if there. There's an if. So be that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you. Now, I said earlier, Satan can give you gifts. And Satan can make you imitate. Like people speaking in tongues. Some people imitate it. Some people were taught to speak in tongues. That don't work. But also the spirit of Satan can have you do that. A mimicking spirit. Not of the Most High. But the other gifts as well. According to Messiah, you can cast out of the demons and Satan will work against himself. Because you know the end. Think about this. If you already know what your end is and you're just trying to take as many people as you can with you, and you're wicked, you will sacrifice some of your own people, some of your own demons, to get more demons, to get more people to go to hell, to go to the lake. If they can't die, those demons can't die. You're just kicking them out of flesh. But you didn't kill them. So, yeah, let you cast out a demon. Let you, you know, cast out an unclean spirit. Says as long as you still walk in sin, you belong to him. You're using the name of Messiah, but you belong to him. That's why Messiah says, I never knew you. You're still walking in sin. I don't know you. Yep, you can use the name of Messiah. I don't care. You can believe you're a Christian. I don't care. You can believe you're doing good. I don't care. You belong to me. If you're disobedient to the Most High. You don't know that, but I know that. My Messiah going to tell you, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You are of your father, the devil. You don't belong to me. That's amazing. Because we know he has that power. Maybe we don't know that he uses it like that, that he deceives like that. That's why we have to examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Because if you understand the faith, then you understand that you're supposed to be obeying the Most High. If you're not obeying the Most High and you're just thinking that you're just supposed to believe, then you've been deceived. Because he says, obey. And not what you want to obey. Not, he says, all of it. All of it. And if you don't obey all of it, then you are a transgressor. And if we are transgressors, especially if it's knowingly transgressors, I choose not to do that. I just can't get with that. That's what Israel was saying. Most High, your ways are not equal. Most High says, are not my ways equal and your ways unequal? It goes a long way. I mean, this has a lot of implications. And people want to go, you know, they want to make it into the kingdom. And, you know, they generally consider themselves to be good people, righteous people. But that's only according to their own standards. Because if it's not the standard of the Most High, then we're not righteous. We are self-righteous. His is the standard we have to live up to. His is the standard we have to follow. What he says is right is right. What he says is wrong is wrong. Israel said, hey, your ways ain't right. Your ways ain't equal. What did they just do? Establish their own righteousness over his righteousness. Still being done today in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. And people think that their own understanding trumps his. Their own values trump his. They don't. We're just deceived, thinking that they do. Thinking that our ways are better than his ways. Our ways line up with his ways when his ways say something different than what we're thinking. Set of rules for the woman and for the man. Then most women think that there's a problem there. Well, it's got to be a different standard for the man. That's not right. He's saying the same thing Israel said. Most of your ways are not equal. Keep my commandments. Do what I say do. Do it how I say to do it. Get out of your own understanding. Get out of your feelings. So, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, what spirit was in Christ? Because he, and I hate the way they use this in the English, because they make it seem like Messiah had a last name. This should say the spirit of the Christ. Because Christ is not Messiah's last name, the title. But what spirit was in Messiah? Real quick, we'll come back here. No, I think it's for God so loved the world. I hate when my search engine doesn't work like that. Second. I must have something misspelled. Just a second. Chapter 19. Second Corinthians 5:19. To wit, Elohim was in Christ. God was in Christ. If you have not the Spirit of God, then it says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, it's one in the self same what? Spirit. Same spirit. To wit, Elohim was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now let's go back to where we were at in Romans chapter 8. But you are in the flesh, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. The spirit of Elohim. That's the spirit. So be that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, which is the same spirit, the spirit of Elohim, he is none of his. And if Mashiach be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of lawfulness. Righteousness is lawfulness. You do that which is right in the eyes of God. According to his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgment. Because of lawfulness, righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwell in you, who raised up Messiah from the dead? It's the Father. The Father is Elohim. He that raised up Mashiach from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. How? By his spirit. I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. By his spirit that dwelleth in you. You got to have his spirit, but you got to come into righteousness. Got to do that which is right, what he says is right. Not what man says is right. Not what we personally think is right. But what he says is right. What he says is law. Because we, too many times, we want to put our own understanding on these things. We want to put our own standard on these things. And because, you know, we might feel a certain way about a certain thing, we'll go with our own understanding and not go along with the scriptures. What is written? He had it written for a reason. Okay. So we are supposed to be walking after his spirit. I'm going to pour out my spirit. This is the new covenant. I'm going to pour out of my spirit. And your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall have dreams, and your old men shall have visions, or the other way around. But I'm going to cause you to obey. I'm going to write my laws in your heart. And in your mind. That you might do them. That you might keep my judgment. That you might do them. So let's stop here for tonight. You can do all those things. Paul says, hey, you can give your body to be burned. You can speak in tongues. tongues of men and the tongues of angels. You can deal your bread to the poor. But if you don't have the love of Elohim in you, which is to obey his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments, his ordinances, his law that he says he's writing in your heart, if you don't have that within you to do it, he says it profits you nothing. True salvation, think about this. If Messiah came to die for your sins, he didn't die for your sins for you to go back into sin and keep sinning. And sin is transgression of the law. So people are believing a false doctrine when they feel like they can just sin and all they got to do is say, I'm sorry, I confess my sin, Yah or Lord, forgive me, and think that he's forgiven them. He says, if it was willful, I'm not forgiving that. If it was ignorant, I will forgive it. Because people are just being taught in error, period. People are being taught in error, and then they're walking in their own understanding, contrary to what the word says. Well, this is what I think. Most I didn't ask what you think. I give you teachers. They will give you, they will teach you, but they can't give you the understanding, or only I can give you the understanding. Who I don't want to understand, they will not understand. I don't care how somebody teaches, they will not understand it. For them to understand it. So we have to walk in this and understand that. The Most High says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and whom I will harden, I will harden. You know, these stories ain't in the scriptures for nothing. The Most High says, I have hardened Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh wanted to let Israel go out of Egypt. I hardened his heart because I wanted to judge him. I wanted to show my power. I wanted to destroy Egypt. I kept hardening Pharaoh's heart. Every time he wanted to let the people go, I'd make him come back and say no. When we had left, he had finally said, yeah, y'all can go. And the Most High said, yeah, go ahead, y'all can go. Tomorrow, y'all getting out of here. The Most High let Israel travel for 2 or 3 days. And then he hardened Pharaoh's heart again. We need to get those slaves back. We need to punish them too. The Most High did that to him, that he might destroy Egypt. But see, people don't think the Most High works that way. Let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we come before you, Father, tonight. And Father, we ask that you would give us your love, agape love. The love of your laws, your statutes, your commandments, your judgments, your ordinances, that we might do them, Father. That we might walk in all your ways. That we might receive life. Put us on the straight and narrow, Father, and keep us there. Let us not wander to the right or to the left. Let us believe your word, and let us walk in your word and your statutes. Let us move our own self out of the way. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. We will continue in this on tomorrow morning. I think I'm going to add a lesson to the newcomers class, thinking about it. Dealing with certain topics. So I will let you guys know after I develop the lesson. I put it on my heart today to do it. And I'll teach it in the newcomers class. dealing with his laws, dealing with being obedient to his laws. So, with that being said, see you guys on tomorrow morning. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Most High says, the beginning of all wisdom is to fear him. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Shalom, saints, and have a blessed rest of your Sabbath. Oh, you know what? Before we go, I want to play a song. Love this song. Thank you.
Cause without you there with me, I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way, pray that I never fall away. Yahoo.
Shalom, Brother Miles. Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath. Peace and blessings, everybody.